USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's planning on signing executive actions that are being drafted at the White House to address expired unemployment insurance and suspend payroll taxes as congressional negotiations for coronavirus aid continue to drag on. President Trump spending part of his Thursday at a Whirlpool factory in Ohio.
For 8 long years under Obama-Biden administration, American factory workers received nothing but broken promises and brazen sellouts and lost jobs.
Americans can travel abroad once again. The State Department lifting their travel advisory warning that Americans should stay home during the pandemic. The highest level advisory was issued on March 19th, causing more than 100,000 U.S. citizens to rush back to their homes from overseas. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as the pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Egg firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation. The state of New York is trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association, charging it with a string of fraud and abuse violations. NRA President Carolyn Meadows describing the lawsuit as an assault on the Second Amendment and baseless. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Well over 100 federal police, largely from the Department of Homeland Security, who were deployed to Portland to help defend federal faculties from violent protesters and rioters, have been injured over the past 2 months. That's according to Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, testifying on Capitol Hill on Thursday, says some of his federal officers were blinded.
That green laser is what we're talking about. So that's a new tactic that we have seen that our federal protective service officers have seen in Portland. It's very powerful. This is not the laser that your cat or your dog may chase on the ground. It's a very, very powerful laser. So it hits their eyes. It will heat up the mucus of the eyes and will give you permanent damage. We'll be able to address that with some eye protection. We have 3 officers that will likely lose some portion of their vision.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States on Election Day could be low. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, telling CNN that the circulation of COVID-19 could be much lower in November than it is now. Now, regarding voting in person,
I think if you stay 6 feet apart with masks, you can do whatever it is that you need to do, whether you're going to CVS, whether you're going to Starbucks, or whether you're voting. I don't see any reason not to do that.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.